Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, as we go over to Clinton High School and talk to Coach Corey Fountain about the game last week and the game they've got coming up tonight. Now, Coach Fountain, in playoffs, you hosted Pelion, and let's just put it this way. The Pelion Panthers turned out to be more like house cats as you took a 56-0 win over them. You wound up with 473 yards of total offense to their 127. You led 42-0 at the half, which meant you had a running clock in the second half. And you probably got to play a lot of JVs and maybe even some people that don't normally get to play.
We executed well on Friday against Pelion, but, you know, today's a new day, and we're going to have to really amp up our game for Chester.
Well, that's true. You will have to do that. But I noticed that K.J. Vance actually wound up being the leading rusher with just 76 yards, but he also had a touchdown run, I think it was 18 yards, and then Tashawn Richardson wound up 4 for 7, 110 yards, 72-yard TD pass to Devin Swindler. And your special teams got in on it as Chris Boyd had a 41-yard punt return for a score. Bryson Perrin also stopped one of their drives with intercepting a pass. So it's all-around good team win last week.
It was a huge team win. Everybody got to play, and that's what you want. That way, when they come to practice, they know they're practicing for a purpose as well. And we executed, didn't turn the ball over, and that's what we're going to have versus Chester as well.
Well, let's go ahead and turn our attention to Chester. Just for the fans who don't know, they're no longer in your region, but they used to be in your region. They're 5-5 on the season overall and 3-1 in region play. They finished second in the region behind Fairfield Central, who was 10-1 and 4-0 in the region. Now, last Friday, they defeated Strom Thurmond 44-23, and Strom Thurmond was 6-3 coming into the game. They are averaging 31.2 points per game and giving up 16.3. Offensively, what do you see them liking to do offensively?
They'll spread you out. They'll spread you out to run it. They usually use an H-back in their offensive scheme, but they'll also just totally spread. Trooper Floyd does a good job of managing offense. He can run the ball. He can throw the ball. Number one, Pendergrass, exceptional receiver for him. You got Feaster at running back and Taylor also at running back who do a good job. They're dynamic on offense. They can get you in some bad situations. On defense, they're what I call like a mass chaos. They're going to come at you from different directions. They might all stand up. They might not have any defensive linemen down. They might be in a 3-3 stack. They might have two linemen down, everybody else standing up. But the key to the whole thing is they're coming at you, and you got to be ready for it. They have Terry Radford, number 39, defensive lineman who's had 93 tackles, 15 sacks on the year. They got another defensive lineman, number 50, Will Moore, who's a beast to handle as well on the defensive side of the ball. They get to the football. They're going to get to the football fast.
You're talking about Trooper Floyd, their quarterback. He's got 1,185 yards on 74 of 109, 14 TDs. Did I hear you say that he was the coach's son before we started?
Yeah, he's the head coach's son.
Wow, that means he's got some around the dinner table talking about football, so he probably knows a little bit more than the average quarterback, so
yeah,
to say.
Yeah, definitely. He's like a coach out on the field.
That makes it tough on you. Well, I'm not worried. You got Tashawn Richardson. He's been managing the game pretty well. Well, Coach, I want to wish you nothing but luck, and hopefully when we talk this time next week, we're talking about another win and you go on to the upper state.
Yes, sir. We're going to do our best. Just going to take our best game. We need everybody out there to support us tonight.
All right. I hope the Red Devil fans will show up in mass out there because, like you say, this is not going to be the game we had last week. Again, Coach, thank you for taking a few minutes with us.
Thank you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. You've been listening to Coach Corey Fountain and Mike Hughes here on Real Radio 860 and 104.1 WLBG.